My sermon is called "There's Always Hope," knowing that doesn't matter what you face, that you can stand on the fact that there's always hope in Jesus. And Christianity is probably the only religion that we can stand on the fact that there's hope, that we can know that we have hope in who Jesus is. All other religions, you have to work and do stuff to impress their God so that they can be hope for you. What happens when disaster strikes, when things go bad in your life, when you go through the fire and sickness comes into your family and you start asking questions, Lord, why us? What have we done wrong, Lord God? What where's the open doors? What have we done, Lord, to deserve this? My philosophy in life was always John 10:10, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, Jesus, came to give us life and life in abundance. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And he who's in us is bigger than he who is in the world. And I still believe that God, if God is for us, who can be against us? But 3 weeks ago, I preached a sermon on Peter's life and how what I preached encouraged me for the 3 weeks that was to come. 4 weeks ago, my little son Daniel came and he sat underneath his pulpit and I didn't realize that he was sick already. And he came and sat here and I didn't realize my son was sick. That night that that I preached, the next day I got a message that Daniel was sick and we had a scan done and there was a growth on his left kidney, and we didn't know what that meant. But we started praying and interceding, and Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 says, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I cried out to God, and I said, God, help. And I was trusting God for an instant miracle where God will just come and supernaturally heal Daniel. And we were praying, and I want to thank all those guys that came to pray with us in the hospitals and all the guys that prayed from home. So many people that prayed for us, and we stood in faith for Daniel to be healed. And I still have the faith. My father last year, I shared the story. The doctor said he had 24 hours to live due to cancer in his lungs. And we prayed, and I prayed for my father, and he's still alive. And Tanya's mom, she was in a wheelchair, and I prayed for her, and she's out of the wheelchair. She goes and visits family, and I knew that God can heal Daniel, and I was praying for Daniel. Then the doctor said, this tumor, this probably a Wilms tumor. We'll have to go to the Red Cross hospital. We went there, and they said that we will have to do an MRI scan. And this was the Wednesday, so we prayed, we interceded. And on Thursday, Daniel didn't look well at all, and we prayed for him. And we anointed him. He was completely wet with oil. And we just felt breakthrough, and Lynette couldn't feel this thing on his kidney anymore. And I just believe God had healed him supernaturally. And we rejoiced, and I was so happy because God had healed my son. Then the next day, but he didn't look better, and I didn't understand it. And the next day, we went to the hospital, and while he was going in the MRI scan, Lynette and I was just praying and interceding and standing in faith that God is healing my son at this moment. And the results came, and the doctor said, no, there's a growth 7 centimeters by 8 centimeters, and we'll have to remove his kidney, and you'll have to receive chemo. And we were just shocked because we really put our faith out there for him. And the doctors said that we are part of this team and we're going to work through this thing together, and we are part of this team, and if we have any questions. And I just said, I just have one question to ask. We want to go and pray this weekend, and if God heals him supernaturally, before you cut, will you first just check that he is, will you do the test again? And the opposition that I received was fine. I didn't mind that. But I really just wanted to put my faith out there still that God can still heal him. And this weekend was a tough weekend. We also had to move this weekend, so we just decided we're going to move. And thanks for those guys that came to help to move us as well. It actually helped just to focus on something else than focusing on what was ahead for us. But see us also came afterwards and that Saturday afternoon, and we prayed, and we just stood in faith that God can heal him. I'm 100% sure of that, but that he must do it before Tuesday, because if he doesn't do it if we go that route, there's a chance that the cancer might go through his lungs and he might get worse off, and he doesn't have the faith. If it was me, it was something different, but we had made a choice. We set a deadline for Thursday, then we go the other route. And Saturday morning, Lynette and I woke up and we roar, because when I cry, she's encouraging me. When she cries, I'm encouraging her. But Saturday morning, we prayed together, and I didn't think I was going to cry because I've cried so much already. But we took Daniel as Abraham took his son, our Isaac, and we put him on the altar and said, "Lord, this is your child. We give him to you." But this time I'm crying, because what it takes is it might mean that he might not live. So, but then I saw his little bicycle, and we took the bicycle and we prophesied over his bicycle and said he will ride this bicycle until it doesn't work anymore. And that weekend we still stayed, we prayed, and we believed that God can still do the miracle before Tuesday come. And I stood on the benefits of who God is. God is a God that heals. In Jeremiah 17, verse 14, he says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praises." And we bring these verses to God, and we say, "Lord," Psalm 103, verse 2 to 4 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." I've used this scripture so many times for other people, but I know that God heals, that he heals all our diseases. And in this time, I'm asking myself, "Lord, what did I do wrong? Where did I sin? Is there sin in my past that I'm being punished for, that there's something that I must repent of?" And I bring this before God, and then he gave me the scripture in Psalm 103, verse 10. "He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him." And the first thing that you want to do is you want to go into in works, and you want to start, you want to start twisting God's arm so that he would come through for you. And I just realized that God is a father as well, and that he's in total control. And I just realized that God is good, he is sovereign, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And the path that we wanted, that we're going to walk, that God is in total control of that. And Psalm 130 verse 3 says that God, if he should mark our iniquities, who should be able to stand? If God should deal with us according to our iniquities, who would be able to stand in that? But for us, this was a walk of faith, because we still believed that he could be healed. And you know, in your mind, this evil thoughts can come up where you think, "Oh, it would be so wonderful to tell these doctors, see, God healed my son supernaturally." And then, "Oh Lord, forgive me for these thoughts." You know, and so this is what goes through your mind the whole time, because you want to stay pure before God so that you don't open maybe a door against the devil. But when I sent him an SMS, he was with Angus Bachan, and they prayed for Daniel as well, like many other people did. And he sent us a word that faith like a mustard seed. And while we were waiting in the MRI scan, there was a man, he saw I was reading the Bible, and I had the book of Rita McPherson as well. She went through something similar, but I just couldn't read anything else except the Word of God. And I just decided I'm not going to skip to Luke and to Job, where it talks about healing and God coming through. I'm just going to continue with the path that I normally read. And it's amazing how you can get comfort from 2 Kings, how God just comes through the Word of God and just comforts you and just talk and build you. But when this man, he saw I was reading the Bible, and he said to me, "What does it say in Luke 17 verse 6? Because it just dropped in my spirit. And I looked it up, and I read it to him, and he shared it to the lady next to him. And then I asked God before that time, and I thought this was an open door. It was. And I asked her if I could pray for her son, her little baby. And I prayed, and Lynette and I cried, and everyone looked at us, because we asked God for an opportunity to, in this time, be a blessing to someone else. And still, we stood in faith that God was going to heal him in during the MRI scan. But Luke 17, verse 5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And I asked, Lord, increase our faith for this miracle to come through. And verse 6 says, and the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. But then after the shock for us, we were devastated, but we knew that we still had to stand for Daniel's sake. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, faith, hope, and love abide, but these three, the greatest of these is love. But for us, the whole thing about hope, the net love for a son, for me, hope in who God is. And I just held on to that. And I was really encouraged when I heard that Jan Krier, his offering message was on hope as well. And we stood on hope. And even though we were going through a tough time, I had hope to hold on to who Jesus is. I could just hold on to that. And then when Lucille preached here last week, she first came to our house and we chatted for about 5 minutes, and suddenly just the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4 verse 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, make your request be known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But that peace, that supernatural, just came over us, and that we knew that God was in this thing. That doesn't matter if he's going to heal him instantly, all the honor will be to God. And if it will be, it will take a time, all the honor and glory will be God. And we know that those who love God, things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purposes. So we could hold on to the fact that God is good. But I realized that there's a good chance that we're probably going to walk a walk of suffering. And Tuesday morning, there wasn't urine. His urine was blood. There was just blood coming out of his... And he was sitting there, and Lynette, she couldn't face the blood. And he was taking out the little blood pieces himself. And we realized, no, this is, we must have this thing removed. And we went to the Red Cross the next morning. Daniel was operated. And they removed his kidney. And his kidney was 4 times bigger than what it should be. And he was really in a lot of pain. And we realized we're going to walk a road of suffering with chemo and all of that still that we're still dealing with. But Romans 5 verse 3 to 5 says that we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And that's the thing that we can hold on to, the fact that we have hope. Now, hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. And this is what we can hold on to, that God loves us. And this is the hope that we have, that God loves us. 1 Peter 1 verse 6 and 7, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Christ. And some time ago, with my accountability partners, we prayed and we asked God for the fire of God to come, so that's not from him will stay, that's will be taken away, and that what is from him will stay, because we want to serve God with all our heart. And this is where I realized that when we go through the fire, it's something not always something that you can rejoice in, but afterwards when you look back at it, you see how God has been there and how God has been changing our lives. James 1 verse 12, and I think something else that I just want to say is, I don't think a man will ever be the same again. I don't know what parents go through when they've lost their children. I think I've got a little bit of an idea, but just being confronted with the idea, but going through that thing is, I don't know how people deal with it, but James 1 verse 12 said, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God had promised to those who love him. And when you go through the trial, you can't just skip out and say, okay, I've taken enough. You've got to stand, and you've got to stand and got to wait, and you've got to wait this thing out. But in the suffering that you stand, God comforts us. God comes with words, and he comes with through people, and he himself comes and speaks to us. And 2 Corinthians 1 says that Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of comfort, who comfort us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. There was a doctor, a narcotiseer, a anesthetist. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, anesthetist. He and his wives are doctors. When his daughter was 22 months old, they had a 10% chance for her to survive. And he said to me, I know what you're going through because we went through the same. And as I pushed Daniel into the operating the theater room, he was standing there and he looked at me and he said, it's going to be fine. He was also the first man that we saw afterwards and he said it went really well. And just someone that's gone through the same pain that comforted us, there was so much comfort in there that we knew, that we just knew that God was there for us. There was also a time when this lady was speaking so much death over Lynette. She was saying, you'll see what will happen. This will happen. This will happen. And she was just explaining the effects of the chemo. And Lynette was really at a low. And she heard a nurse singing in the corridors. She was singing, here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you are God. And she just got encouraged by that. And she didn't know who it was. We first thought it was an angel, but it was a nurse that really loves Jesus. Her heart is just to worship God. But Lynette was so encouraged by that because that song was in her spirit. And she started singing this back to the Lord. And there was a time in the hospital where she had a vision where she saw three light dots on her. And as she was lying there, it felt to her like an angel's wing was covering her. And Dion sent us an SMS, Psalm 68 verse 13, that says that I will cover you like a dove's wings. And then in that one book, there was a bookmark and it said Psalm 91. And this was the psalm as well when Daniel came to sit here underneath the pulpit. Psalm 91 verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And then verse 11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. When he calls me, I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him salvation. God comforted us through all this time. We just knew that God was there. He was comforting us in this. And the verse that my last sermon was really comforting to me. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. After you suffered a little while, the God of all grace who have called you to eternal glory in Christ will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. But then, can you still hear me? This sounds like it's going. But then in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 and 10, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast the more gladly in my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. God was comforting us through all of this, that we knew that through this we were becoming less and God was becoming more in our lives. And but with all of this, I knew there's hope. There's hope in who God is. And I want to thank all of you that prayed for us. Those guys who came to pray with us, the people, the SMSs, you can't believe how much it encourages you when you know that so many people are praying with you. The food, thank you so much for everyone who brought us food. The testimony from that, where people just saying, it's so amazing, we can't believe how your church is supporting you. My family, they can't believe it. So I just want to thank you for that. Romans 12 verse 12 says, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. You just have to stand there. You just have to wait, but be patient in it. Be constant in prayer. It's amazing, you know, when you, especially you get quite busy and you're tired, and maybe your wife said, we must pray, and you're a bit tired and you don't pray as much as you should. But no, when Lynette says, we must pray, we pray immediately. There's just something that happened when previously I would ask Daniel, can pop off your bed? Mm-mm. Now when I ask him, Daniel, can I pray for you? He says, yes, Dad, I must pray for him. Because every time I prayed over him, he was better. Then he would go down and I would lay hands on him again and we pray over him and every time he's better. Even with the chemo as well, when he was he's tired and you can see he's really taking strain. We lay hands on him, we pray in the spirit and we pray over him and he looks better. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality and thank you for those who contributed to our needs. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." That there is hope. God wants to give us a future and he wants to give us a hope. And Zechariah 9 verse 12 says, "Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double." And Job 42 verse 10, "And the Lord restored Job the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." When Job prayed for his friends, then God came through and he gave him twice as much as he had. And, you know, I just realized for me, last Sunday, we were in this church service, and when the altar call was made, many people don't have people to pray that can pray with them, where they can have hope. But that's something that we had. We had people to surround us, to pray with us. When we were down, people just could stand with us and lay hands on us and pray and prophesy over us. And it really gave us so much hope. And the altar call came and two people came forward. It was a man and a wife, and their daughter, their right kidney had to be removed. And I could pray for them. And the Spirit of God just came over me, and I could stand in faith that child, and I probably will hear tonight if that child was healed, and I trust, and I would rejoice in for God if that child was healed, because the God that we serve is God. And I know that the calling on Daniel's life, he needs to go through this, even though it's so hard for him, that he needs to go for that, for what God has installed for him. That is the promises that God has been giving us, and we're holding on to that because of God and who God is and the words that God is giving, that has given us. You know, there was a lady that was sitting next to Lynette. I wasn't there. I was, we alternated between the two. She was with Daniel most of the time. But she had a 9-year-old baby, a 2-year-old son that got leukemia, and an 11-year-old child as well. And her husband divorced her. All this, all happened in once. And this, I mean, for her, it's 3 years worth of leukemia, and she didn't have hope. She didn't have anyone that she can turn to go and pray for that nurse. Her husband, he would go to the hospital while he's waiting for her. He would sit in the prayer room and he would read the Bible and he would pray for people that that would come there. But no, not many people know about that. Not many people have Christ in their life that they could go to. And I just realized, you know, we have so much to be thankful for because we have God in our life. We have something that we can hold on to, something tangible that changes our lives. I mean, when we left this morning, Daniel's so much better already. Even though he's taking chemo, he's looking so much better. And I just want to give the glory and honor to God. But there are many people out there who do not have that. And I really believe us as Christians have so much to give to people out there to bring them a future and a hope, because we've been comforted. We can go and comfort those people. When we go to Nzamu, I want to encourage you guys to come with, so that we can go and encourage those people and bring them the hope of who Jesus Christ is. Those black people that come here in the evening from Nzamu, they've got their own church, but they're doing an outreach, and they've asked us to come and do it with them, Pastor Chris and them, to go with them. And I want to ask you guys, let's go with them so that we can bring hope to those people out there who do not have hope, because this is what God has given me. Romans 8 verse 18 and 19, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present times are not worth comparing with the glory that's going to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." Creation is waiting for us. There's so much. I mean, there's so many amazing stories. I just see Stefan there, who's been miraculously healed. He's back, and then his leg grew longer. There's so much that God wants to do, and creation is waiting for us to bring to bring them hope. So through all of this, the one scripture that we were just holding on to, Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And so many times Annette just said to me, Theo, just be still and know that He's God. He is in this. And we just could hold on to that fact that God is there and we can hold on to who God is. And, you know, even though we went through a tough time and we've got 18 weeks of chemo left, we are encouraged because of what God has done. Just to see how our extended family got united behind us. When we were praying together, I would always pray because the in-law family, there was always, but suddenly it's that we're all coming together. And just me and Lynette, how we came together in unity through this. And just, you know, many times as a father, you're sort of lazy when your kids must be bathed. Now I'm there. You know, I just, there's the one thing that you understand when you go through something like this, how important our family is to us. So I can already see the benefits that has come through this because God is good and God loves us and God is sovereign and God's heart for us is to bless us. And this is the message that I want to give to you. There's always hope because we know who Jesus is. It doesn't matter what we go through. We can hold on to the fact because we will always come out better and God will restore to us what maybe was taken from us. He will always give us a future and a hope. Can we just pray? If you can just stand, we can just pray together. Yes, Father, I just want to bless you, Lord God. I thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you that you are a good God, Lord. And Father, even though we go through tough times, Lord, and we go through times when we don't understand why we're going through this, that you are a God who will come and comfort us, Lord, and that you'll draw, that you'll carry us through this, Lord. And Lord, so many times we have seen you just being there with us and just coming to encourage us. And every time, Lord, and when my father on Saturday, when he was taken up in hospital, and Lord, I thought that he was going to die, Lord, that he asked me, Theo, just pray for me before you leave. And my father's not a believer, Lord, but when I came back, I could pray over him. And when I came back, Lord, that night, Lord, he was looking so much better. Now he's out of hospital already, Lord. We don't understand your ways, Lord, but your ways is higher than our ways, Lord. And Father, this morning, we just come and submit and say, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your glory, Lord. And I just want to give you all the honor, Lord, for that. And maybe you're sitting here today and you don't have hope. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. Or you've maybe grown cold in your relationship with the Lord. And maybe if something like this might strike you, you wouldn't know what to do because you don't have relationship with Jesus. If you are here and you want to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ or make a recommitment to Him because maybe you've backslidden a bit. If that is you and you want to make a recommitment, can you just raise your hand that I can pray for you? If there's anyone here who would like to make a recommitment to the Lord, is there anyone? I see that hand. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to make a commitment to the Lord? If we can just pray, I just want to pray for that person, Lord. There's another hand there in their back. We're just going to pray over you. Father, as they raise their hands, Lord, we just thank you for your Spirit to come upon them and to strengthen them now, Lord, as they are, Lord, to comfort them, to strengthen them, to build them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you, Lord, that as they stand there, Lord, they can be filled with the Spirit of God. Father, thank you that there's always hope in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that as they stand there, Lord, you can fill them with your power, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just want to bring, if there's anyone here who's tired, you've been taking strain, you've been going through a long road of suffering and you don't see a light point and you need comfort this morning. You want someone to pray with you. You want someone just to come and hold you and say, it will be okay because God is in this. Maybe you have not had work for a while or you have sickness or you have family going through a tough time. If that is you, can you just raise your hand so that we can pray for you as well. Is there anyone that feel they want to, just someone for them to pray over them? I see that. And is there anyone else that we can just pray for? If you feel this, you can't cope with where you are and you want someone to pray with you. Yes, Father, I just want to pray, Lord, and thank you for Lord, thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. And Father, for those hands, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you yourself will supernaturally come and just strengthen those people, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord. And Father, even though you say that the devil will be overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony and our willingness not to save our lives to the end, Lord, that we can just stand, Lord, in your goodness, Lord, and know that you, that the thoughts that you have to us is good thoughts to bless us, Lord, and to prosper us, Lord. Thoughts to give us a future and a hope, Lord God. That you say that we must be bold and courageous, that we must not fear nor be dismayed, because you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can stand on that word, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just bless you this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. And let's just sing a song and then afterwards come and have some coffee with us. And thank you for the Lanes and the coaches that joined us this morning as well. And may God bless you this week.